This is 89.1 WEMU, and on the first Monday of the month of February, it is also the start of Black History Month. I'm David Fair, and I'd like to welcome you to Washington All United. This is our weekly feature exploring issues of equity and opportunity in our community. It will be interesting 10 years from now to look back with some historical perspective on the pandemic and the reinvigorated effort to address racial justice and equality. For now, anyway, those two issues go hand in hand. We know with certainty COVID-19 has more dramatically impacted people of color, both in the public health and economic arenas. My guest today is Marquand Jackson. He is director of the Family Empowerment Program that is housed at Eastern Michigan University. He and his team are dedicated to supporting those who need a hand up. And thank you so much for your time today, Marquand.
Thank you for having me, David.
For those who are unfamiliar or may not have heard of the program, its purpose is to, as stated on your website, improve the educational, health, and economic outcomes for more than 900 people who currently live in Ypsilanti Housing Commission communities. Now, that is a pretty broad statement, but there are very individual needs and greater community needs involved in that. How do you go about serving those needs?
David, I think it's always important to be able to be responsive to the needs of community. And so every year, we have an annual survey that all of our residents participate in, and we give them a small token of appreciation for their feedback. And based on their feedback, our programs are designed for the upcoming year. So what we found, we had a number of residents who were aging into the 55 and older club. And so we realized that there would be needed to be more intentional resources allocated and service allocated to our residents who are 55 and older. So we partner with the Ann Arbor Community Foundation and Blue Cross Blue Shield to launch our Neighborhood Cares program. So that is a program where we have a case manager who is assigned to support the needs of all of our residents who are 55 and older. And so he does everything, help them get to food pantries, to coordinating doctor's appointments, just checking in and doing wellness checks. And in particular, during the pandemic, making sure that there's someone there to connect to our individuals who are living in units where they may not have daily supports. And so we're just checking and connecting to make sure that we're eliminating barriers so that they're able to remain in their own home independent. That is, for example, is a way that we realized we needed to pivot to be more responsive to more than just families, but our senior population, our aging population.
Have you had to change the manner in which you deliver these services because of the restrictions and limitations that were put forth because of the pandemic?
Absolutely. So one of the things the Family Empowerment Program, we pride ourselves on was community engagement. But we have really had to think outside the box as it relates to community engagement. So we're used to having a festival and a holiday party and all these different supports and programs that would allow community to gather. But as a result of COVID, we have had to be really creative. For example, for our community engagement at New Park Ridge, we did vision boards and we distributed poster board, magazines, everything that you would need for a vision board to each unit, and we hosted the party virtually. Our food pantries, while we like to give folks choice, we understand that safety is important, and so what we do now is we have a QR code where residents can scan the QR code, and they would then have access to everything available at our food pantries. They check the items that they want, we prepare the bags, and they come, they drive up, pop the trunk, we put the items in their trunk, and they're on their way. Another instance is we've been trained on how to introduce technology to seniors, and we are now piloting a program where we're having a lunch club, but we're doing it using iPads. And so we're definitely pivoting to be responsive to the needs and also remain safe.
But as you go through the process, do you see systemic racism at play?
So I think that, you know, at the root of it all, there is some systemic racism, but I also think that systems have not been in favor of folks to thrive, you know. And so, for example, one of the things we oftentimes think about is when our survey, we ask, do you have $400 for an emergency? And most of the responses are no. Well, for those who are familiar with affordable housing, there's a threshold where if you save over a certain amount of money, once you go to do your annual recertification, that's counted as income. And so that impacts what your rent is. So it really doesn't allow for low-income folks to save.
Our Washington All United conversation with Marquand Jackson continues on 89.1 WEMU. Marquand is director of the Family Empowerment Program that is housed at Eastern Michigan University. Leading the empowerment program is only a part of what you do. You're quite busy. You also serve as homeless liaison for the Ypsilanti Community Schools, and I'm betting there is some crossover in those two positions. How has the pandemic affected homelessness among Ypsilanti kids?
It's made it more difficult for us to engage with homeless families because if you think about it, their safety net and their constant is generally the school setting.
Right.
Well, absent school, it's more difficult for families to get in touch with us or for us to engage families because we're not seeing them daily in their transit. That is what birthed the Resiliency Center. So now families at least know that there's a space that if they get to the Resiliency Center, we're able to respond to their needs in real time.
And keeping the kids engaged in school, and with most school online and not always a place to go to take care of that business, do you see long-term academic issues building for those you're working with?
Absolutely, but I will say that we've tried to be as responsive as possible. So all of our homeless students are eligible for hotspots. So we want to make sure that they're able to access their education no matter where they're at. And so it's a matter of connecting with the families to let them know we have a hotspot. It's nuances that are associated with the pandemic. But I do anticipate that there will be some long-term effects of the interrupted education for homeless students in particular.
Once again, this is 89.1 WEMU, and our guest on Washtenaw United today serves as director of the Family Empowerment Program, Marquand Jackson. You've been director of the program since it began in 2012. Are we better off today than we were then?
I would say, looking at the programs and services that we have been able to offer, absolutely. You know, one of the things that we oftentimes highlight is our IDA program. So for every dollar our residents save, we match it at 8-to-1 match. And folks can use that for home ownership, to start a small business, or for education purposes. It's programs like that that we're able to lift up. One of the things in particular, David, I just wanted to highlight is transportation has been a huge barrier for our families. We were able to partner with GDI Transportation, which is a local transportation service, and through a grant with Toyota and United Way of Washtenaw County, we're able to offer transportation to all YHC residents, to financial institutions, to grocery stores, and medical appointments in efforts to, you know, lighten the burden. As we know, the AATA has limited some of its stops during the pandemic. We want to make sure that our families are still able to connect to the resources and services that they're in need of. Another program we launched during the pandemic, because prior to this, we did not have such programs, but we were able to pivot and be responsive to the needs of residents, as we recognize transportation has always been a barrier for the families we serve.
What is the goal for 2021 as we move towards the end of the tunnel when it comes to pandemic?
So I think the goal for our families is to get them through the darkest time. And so I think that for us, we are all in just being responsive to the needs of families. So we want to continue to be responsive, but we also want to reimagine how we provide services. So we're partnering with the Ypsilanti Community Schools and EMU Engage, and also the Washtenaw County Equity Office, to try to offer some type of academic enrichment in our community spaces. That will be helpful. We understand that sometimes students just need to check in with the tutor. And so partnering with Engage and YCS, FEP is going to attempt to open some tutoring spaces, some spaces that our families could then access outside of the screen time that they're having in the education space, to give them some face-to-face, in hopes that that might be what some of our families are missing and could be the missing piece to our students staying engaged.
20 years from now, the kids in school, and we as adults as well, we'll be reading books and history about the pandemic of 2020 and the movement toward racial justice and equity. What changes for the better do you hope they read about?
During this time, as the country was all at home, we were able to finally look at systemic racism and start to put systems in place and be responsive to the needs of those who don't have a seat at the table, versus allowing those who have limited proximity to the work to continue to be the decision makers for how those who are in need, their needs are met. And so I think that this could really, really be a time for us to think about, as we sit on our boards and as we in the philanthropy world allocate resources, to think about who's at the table, who has the closest proximity to the work. And I think that when we think about systemic racism, I don't think it's intentional, but I think this is what happens when you have folks making decisions who have no lived experience or proximity to the population they're trying to serve.
Thank you for the words of wisdom, and I thank you for the time today, Marquand.
Thank you so much, David.
That is Mark Juan Jackson, director of the Family Empowerment Program, and our guest on Washtenaw United. This weekly feature is produced in partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County and heard every Monday. For more information on the Family Empowerment Program and to access the Washtenaw United Archive, visit our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.